ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय गुरु न सत्य गुरु न सत्य जननीम सत्यापति नमोच ये जमुपेत मृत्यु सत्याजो न ಸತ್ಯಾ One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod.
Guru Natasyad Sajano Natasyad Pita Natasyad Janani Natasyad Devam न सत्यात् प्रतिष्ठ न सत्यात् नमो जयेगा समुपेत मित्तम तो इन द प्रीवियस वर्स इट हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब दैट अस्तं स्वयं तद अभिज्ञा विपस्थि The guardian should be Avigyan and Vipassana, very learned. The government, the father, the guru, the teacher, or even husband, or because we are guided, everyone is guided by somebody else. That is to guide. Not cats and dogs. Just like the cats and dogs, they give birth to the children and then they have no responsibility. The dogs are loitering in the street. Nobody takes care. The human society should not be like that. There must be responsible guardians. Some of the responsible guardians are described here. First of all, guru. Either you take ordinary teacher in the school or colleges, they are also called guru. And the sublime guru is the spiritual master. Not only the spiritual master, but anyone who has taken the post of becoming guru to teach others, he must be very learned, very responsible, Vipassi, Abhijna. Abhijnata, it is a qualification of the Supreme Personality of God. As it is said in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Abhijna, Janmadrasyajataha, Anmaya, Kitaratascha, Athesu, Abhijna. The controller must be avijñā. The same thing is here. Of course, we cannot be as avijna as God. That is not possible. But a little quantity of that avijnata must be there. Otherwise, what is the use of becoming? First of all, it is said, oh Guru, anyone who takes care of his subordinate is Guru. The first charge is that you should not become a Guru unless you are completely in awareness how to save your dependent from the path of bhakti. That is the first thing. Not that I am your guru, I can cure some chronic pain in your belly. They go to guru also for that purpose. People generally go to guru, rascal, go to guru to another rascal. What is that? Sir, I have got some friend. Give me some asirvad so that my pain may be cured. But why you come here and stay here for curing your pain in the belly? You can go to some doctor or you can take some tablet. Is it the purpose of coming to Guru? But generally, they come to Guru and ask for blessing for some material benefit. So they are rascals, and therefore Krishna also gives them a rascal Guru. They want to be cheated. They do not know what is the purpose of going to Guru. They do not know. They do not know what is the problem of my life and why shall I go to Guru. They do not know. And the so-called Gurus also take advantage of this ignorance of the public and they become a Guru. This is going on. The Guru does not know what is his responsibility and the rascal public, they do not know what power one should go to Guru. This is the difficulty. Who requires a Guru? Everything is there in the Shastra. Tasmād Guruṁ pravaddeta jignyāsu sreya uttamam. Tad vijñānārtham sa guruṁ eva abhijyate tamitmāni sūtyam brahmanishtam. Tad vijji panipātena padiprasnena sivaya upadakshanti tad vijñānam jñāna tattva darśanam. This is the qualification of Guru. Tattva-darshi. What is that tattva? Madanti tattva-vidat-tattyam jad-jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabda. One who knows what is paramatma, what is brahma, what is bhagavan, so he is tattva-darshi. Badanti tattavidas tattyam gadhyanam adhyam. So these are the qualifications of Guru. Why one should go to a Guru to see some magic? One who can make some gold, one who can make some. So many magicians, they are becoming Guru. This is going on. The family, they do not know what is the meaning of Guru, and the cheaters, they get the opportunity of becoming false gurus. In the Western countries, we are seeing so many so-called gurus go there and cheat the public because the Europeans, Americans, they have got some conviction that India has got some spiritual knowledge So anyone goes as a sannyasi, as a sami, he expects to get something from them. So they gather around them. But these rascals cheat them. Somebody says, I am incarnation of God and I can make my secretary over pregnant and marry and get some money. This is them. And somebody is transcendental meditation. What is the result of prana? You get strong, you get money, your health is there. These things are there. But Shastra says that you should not, you are rascal, you should not become a guru because you have no power to save your disciples from the clutches of imminent death. This is not Sitara. Guru Yasastra. This is not. You are rascal if you are not confident that you can save him from the clutches of birth. And this is my problem. But they do not know what is the problem. They think the little pain in my belly or in the head is the guru who can give me a little dust and it is pure. In fact, there are so many teachers. About 40 years ago, I know near Lucknow some guru camp, he was curing all disease by giving little dust. All cheating, later on it was rejected. Thousands, thousands of men came to him. Even big capital, you are not some disease. And they want to see the miracle by giving little dust and he's curing disease. Oh, such a guru. And these things are going on. But Bhagavad says that both the public must know what power one should go to guru. So not that it is a passion to keep a guru just like to keep a dog. No. You must know what is the purpose of guru. The purpose of guru is described in the Bhagavatam. The smart guru prabhadish, guru to go, to surrender. Just like what guru, he surrendered. Shista sri hamsa, sadhana, prapanna, prabhadish, the smart guru prabhadish. You must find out guru where you can surrender. Not that keep your guru, your order separate. Give me some asidba, and I may be very good. He is not guru, he is your order supper, your servant. Guru means he must order, he must do it. If you agree, then he is the guru. Not that I shall order my guru and he will execute my order. No, that is do the dog, not the guru. As you have got a dog, and if you ask him, sit down. It all is true. And that kind of guru teaching has no value. But here is the responsibility of guru, that he must save the disciple from the cycle of birth and death. Krishna also says, what is the problem of life? Not that I've got some pain here and some trouble or some. These are not problems. These problems you have to tolerate. Because destiny is there. One soul. Agavapaina nitya tana titik sasva bhag. You should not be disturbed for all these things. This is material world. You have some time. Matras Parsasu see Prasnasukul Khada. The whole world is like that. There is sometimes distress, there is sometimes happiness. So to mitigate the worldly distress or getting some happiness, one should not go to this. That is not the proper way. The proper way is that you should know the problem of life, and Krishna first time says, this is the real problem of life. What is that? Janma mitra jarabhyadhi dukkha dukkha bhagavatam. This is what. But they do not know. All aspects. Krishna says, najayate namayati va kadachit. But look, they read. I am reading Bhagavad Gita. I am a great politician. I am a great leader. I am reading Bhagavad Gita. What do you understand? Do you understand that the soul is immortal and it is transmigrating, prapti? Do you know all this problem? Then why you have become national leader? Today I am Indian, tomorrow I may become a Chinaman. Then where is my nationality? Today I am human being, tomorrow I may be a dog. Then where is my society? Where is my friendship? Where is my love? They do not disclose all this. Jeev Guru. Mind, soul is transmigrating. Tathādhi-hāntara-prāpti, is it? Guarantee, is there any guarantee that today I am Indian and after my death I shall become Indian? No, there is no guarantee. Today I am American and after death I shall become, no. That is not in your head. After death, your so-called boastfulness, pride, everything finished. Then at the classes how? In the Maya's hand, in the nature's hand. Pavitekriyamanani dunindaramani sarvata. Ahamkara vinurasma katva ham siti manjate. You are in the hands of the Lord of Prakriti, even in this life. Even in this life, if you can eat one chata, and if you will eat more, immediately become disease. Immediately. Nature will punish. 3 days tablets. You have taken more. So, this is the law of nature. You cannot violate. There is salt is required. Little in the food. If it is little more, you cannot. If it is little, you cannot. So stricter. You cannot violate in the slightest degree the laws of nature. But these rascals are thinking that I am indifferent. Ahankara bunurātmā tattāham iti mannate. We should take guidance of the spiritual master, of the guru, or Krishna. Guidance of Guru means guidance of Krishna. Because ācārya mām vijānya nāma manne tattarīti. Ācārya mām, ācārya is as good as Guru, as good as Krishna. Caitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna kripāya pāya bhakti rata dīn. Not only Krishna's mercy, but Guru's mercy. Both mercy require. Guru Krishna kripāya pāya bhakti rata dīn. So, by if you are sincere, actually, if you actually want Krishna, the Krishna is within your heart. Ishvara sarva bhūtānām jindeto. When Krishna sees that here is sincere soul, he wants me. Tesaṁ satata yuktānāṁ bhajatāṁ kīti bhūvam. Buddhi bhūvam vadāṁ. As soon as sees Krishna, that here is a sincere person who wants me, he will give you life Guru. Guru Krishna Kripa. Jasya prasādāt bhagavat prasādāt. And if you have really a bona fide guru, then by pleasing him, you will get the favor of Krishna. Yasya-prasadāt bhagavat-prasādāt. Yasya-prasadāt lavati-kutur. If you have become more than your guru, that overcoming guru, I shall get Krishna's prasad, Krishna's pela. I have learned more Guru Maharajidya. That is also not. Yasya-prasadāt bhagavat-prasādāt. Yasya, this is the injunction of the Acharya Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. He has described very nicely a bhagavad-gita-bhagavad-gita-purnam-dhanam. The order of Guru should be the life and soul of the disciple, without caring for his personal salvation. This is the qualification of Shishya. Vishasthiham sadhimam prapannam fully surrender. And Guru's duty is to guide him, how to overcome this cycle of birth. These are the relationship between Guru and disciple of father and son, mother and son, friend, devata. There are so many devatas in the shastras. There are 33 millions of devatas. They say, whatever you are seeing, Vidashkaita, not an intelligent. That whatever devata, you are seeing Kali, that's all right. You are seeing Ganesh, that's all right. He was in Surya, that's all right. Whatever you are doing, it's all right. You will say, no. Krishna does not say. Krishna says, Mamitam. Very good. Krishna never says that you are sitting, God is Kali, or Buddha, or this, or that. That's all right. But these rascals said, this is all right. And he has become Guru. He does not know what is the path of salvation, how one can get out, can get rid of this problem of birth, death, and still be free. And so many will find that same Guru, they are preaching like that. But whatever you do, it is all right. There is a big mission, they say also, Jatamatpapa. Whatever you have manufactured, the way of salvation, that's all. But Krishna does not say. Or the Shastra does not say. Shastra says, Harinivanam Tinkaram. Unless you surrender to Krishna, Hari, there is no question of salvation. There is no question of salvation. Therefore, Bhonam Jalvanamanti Jnanavan Mam Bhagavadgati. One who is bewildered, he thinks that whatever I do, it is all right. That is mistake. The Jnani is a thing that they will merge into the existence of the Supreme. That you can merge. That does not mean that you are delivered, you are liberated. It's like you will find one aeroplane is going up, and at the time you will find the aeroplane is no more seen at the time. That does not mean he has merged in the sky. He has not a separate existence. But you cannot see. Even one has got so high, it does not mean that he has merged into the sky. If he does not get another shelter, he'll come back. It's not mind. There's no question of mind. Brahma Jyoti means it is the combination of millions and trillions of stars of living entities. That is Brahma Jyoti. They are not nitya. They are just like the sunshine. The sunshine, it is not one homogeneous substance. There are millions and trillions of tiny particles. Combination is called samsara. It is not that there much. Similarly, every individual soul is individual. Krishna says, Arjuna, you, me, and all these soldiers and things, they were existing before. They are now existing now. And they will continue to exist in the future. So where is Nishtha? You, me, and all of you, they differ as individuals. And Krishna says, not ordinary persons, that they were individuals in the past. They are individuals now, and they will continue to become. So where is this Krishna Maji? There is no Krishna Maji. Mavai Mahamsa Jiva Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta, Sanata. Eternally, they are individuals. And eternally, they will keep it. So, this is knowledge. Otherwise, artificially, if I think the same thing, that because I have gone very high in this sky, I have become mixed up with this sky. There is no question of mixing. Therefore, because it is not the question of mixing up, amalgamation, separate identity. But it is light. That is all light. But not that they have lost their individuality. Sanatana. Krishna says they are individual parts. Sanatana. Eternally. Not that now they are separated and after liberation they will meet them. No. This is wrong concept. Therefore, mixing up means just like we are here, mixed together. We have got individuals. But for a certain purpose, we are sitting together very peacefully, and the real purpose is to learn how to serve Krishna. So, when we agree to serve Krishna, then that is mixing up of the devotees. Tadeva charana semi semi bhakta sane va. That is mixing. When you assemble together with the same purpose, that's why we can understand nation. What is a nation? Everyone is individual. But the purpose is how to improve the condition of these qualities or the combination of men. Similarly, when you agree, here the material world, we are individual. And the spiritual world, we are also individual. But what is the difference between material world and spiritual world? In the material world, we are individuals to serve my own senses. Therefore, there is fight. Everyone is trying to satisfy his own senses. I am trying to satisfy my senses, you are trying. So there is class. That is material world. And spiritual world, when all of them agree to satisfy the senses of Krishna, then say Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? The devotees of Vrindavan, they are all individual. The gopis are individual. The cowherd boys are individual. The cubs are individual. The cows are individual. Everyone is individual. But the purpose is how to love Krishna. That is one. There is no disagreement. In that purpose, the gopis are trying to satisfy Krishna, the cowherd boys are trying to satisfy Krishna, Mother Yashoda is trying to satisfy Krishna, Nanda Maharaj is trying to satisfy Krishna. The whole center is how to satisfy Krishna. That oneness is required. Not that I become one with Krishna. That is not possible. Therefore, Sastra says, Arujya-kichyena parama-padama-tata patanti-agha anadhita-jusma-tanga. When they do not agree to serve Krishna, then they come back in this material world. Again they begin to serve the society, to serve the country, to serve the Garuda Narayan, to serve beings as God. So Arujya Kuchyama, Parana Padam, Tata Padam, Kriyavata, even the go to the Brahma, if I went, because they do not agree to serve Krishna, Anadita Dushma Danga, they again come back to serve the society, charities, and Garuda Narayan and so on. So, this is the Bhagavatam structure. One should not become a guru to teach the disciples, so in his own path. That is not good. That is in the structure where he saw. Thank you very much.